Thank you all for joining us this morning here for the 888 Holdings half-year results presentation. I'm Brian Mattingley, and as ever, I'm joined this morning by Javier Cobrine, our CFO, and Itai Friberger, our COO. I hope you have all received a copy of our announcement this morning, and therefore I will not dwell too long on the numbers, as you will already have seen the basics. Furthermore, Javier will give a comprehensive presentation drilling deeper into the numbers. From these numbers, you will understand why I am delighted to give you a summary of our results, as we have had an exceptional year, exceptional half-year, and are proud of the performance delivered in a very busy and challenging 6 months. We delivered yet another record revenue, 7% up on the same period last year at 200 million, and achieved a 7.2% growth in EBITDA to 39 million, maintaining our net margin at 19.3% despite increased spend in marketing activity. These results were after incurring 7.1 million of gaming duty, which was an increase of 1.7% or 29% over that of the previous year. Our PBT was 38 million, an increase of 36% on last year, recognizing our debt-free position compared to the Wink interest charge incurred last year. The cash position at the half-year was a bank balance of nearly 90 million, of which 40 million was corporate cash. This excellent result achieved, plus our strong cash position and our dividend policy as set out in our listing particulars in 2005, we have declared an interim dividend of 0.03 per share, which is a 20% growth of that of last year. Current trading is strong, running in line with expectations, and the board therefore are confident in its ability to meet full-year consensus. As I said previously, we have had a very pressurized half-year, partly due to our licensing and software development activities in the U.S., and partly because we pressed on with projects in our core markets aimed at sustaining growth. Let me outline a few of these. In January, we served notice to Blue Square and negotiated contracts with Kambi, a top-tier sportsbook provider. A deadline was set for full integration by the end of May. After a lot of hard work, we hit our target date, integrating our new partners platform into our back office by mid-May, going live on the 1st of June. We are already seeing some encouraging indicators from this section of the business. But remember, sport is very small in comparison to our other verticals, representing about 2% of our total turnover, with circa 0.3% market share in the U.K. I see this as a great opportunity. The only way for sports is up. Throughout the 6 months, we continued to work on our mobile platform and have fully integrated offerings in poker, casino, and sport, and are working towards delivering a full pack with the imminent launch of bingo. Our marketing team seized on the opportunity that was delivered when the Italian regulator permitted slots in casino. We ran an excellent campaign, which lasted for January and February, and which made a step change in our revenue in that territory. We also continued to aggressively promote our poker and casino products in Spain, maintaining our market-leading position and seeing revenues grow by 19% over the second half of 2012. Overall, these actions drove the growth of our core market and led to an excellent start in our new look and feel sports offering, where we expect higher revenues and improved margins in the future. A mobile or touch, as we call it, platform, which has grown its participation of total revenue from 2% in the first half of 2002 to 7.1% in the first half of this year, remembering that at this time, the U.K. has been our main focus. If we therefore use the U.K. as proxy for our mobile activity, 17% of our total revenue is now derived from the touch technology. 26% of FTDs are recruited from this medium, and 75% of bets taken on our sportsbook all arrive through mobile technology. Italy and Spain are in positive contribution, some 18 months since the launch of Italy and 1 year since the launch of Spain. Overall, our core markets are on track, underpinned by amazing growth in poker, 13% up on last year, still bucking industry trends, and 13% growth in casinos, a product considered by many of our critics as being mature and pedestrian, a great result from both of our core products. We are therefore delighted with the underlying trends and feel confident about the core business for the future. Hectic, frenetic, and manic are just three words which could describe the atmosphere and effort devoted to our US aspirations. In May, we signed contracts with Avenue Capital to create a JV company, allowing us to exploit the 888 experience in the US. A new network has been formed, All American Poker Network, which will present the 888 brand to consumers. AAPN will replicate all the features, experience, and know-how 888 delivers in Europe, including CRM, integrated analytic marketing campaigns, payment processing, as well as our industry-leading fraud prevention and social responsible gaming features. In March, we obtained our license in Nevada, being the first non-US company to do so. In May, we submitted a tender for supplying the Delaware Lottery with online gaming services. This tender was successful and accepted in June, and we are now working with our partner Scientific Games and online to deliver that software to the lottery later on in this year. In June, we submitted our license application to the Director of Department Gaming Enforcement, the DGE, in New Jersey. This was one of the first submissions and is on track for the launch date given by the DGE as November 2013. In March, we announced a contract with Treasure Island, allowing us to operate our 888 brand in Nevada with a full B2C service. In May, we submitted the Nevada adapted software to GLI, the testing lab. They completed the audit and review, and in July gave us a clean bill of health for the software. The software now is with the technology division of the Nevada Gaming Commission, and they are completing their tests before we go live. We have delivered our promise with regards to the progress in the US and believe that this dream is now becoming a reality. We expect to be live and trading by the end of this calendar year in one form or another with one partner or another. But this is all dependent upon the regulators' agreement and we seem to see some meaningful revenue flow into 888's P&L account during 2014. There remain other exciting opportunities being pursued in this market, namely AAPN working with other US brands to deliver a B2B offer in that network. This is particularly important in New Jersey, where our platform through Caesars, 888, and any other B2B clients will be influential in shaping that market. Again, due to our multiple brand approach, we are working with regulators exploring the opportunities of shared liquidity in each state, as well as interstate compacts where, for example, Nevada and New Jersey could, if agreed, share liquidity. We are seen by regulators to be cooperative and innovative and ready to help them understand the online industry. A good position for us to be in as we embark on this new market. Lastly, I would just like to touch on some of the issues which are going to affect our future. Some adding additional overhead costs and some being further growth opportunities. The US software development program has stretched us far this year, and we have deferred certain projects due to resource constraints. We have decided, therefore, to increase our development capabilities and have opened a new development center in Eastern Europe. We will eventually employ up to 100 new engineers in that development centre. This will allow us to deliver the likes of poker into Italy and be ready for the introduction of slots into the Spanish casino adding still further revenue to this territory. But these will have cost implications, both in the second half and in 2014, which will allow us to capitalise on these opportunities. Our social media exploits, both in terms of Mytopia and Real Money Gaming on Facebook, have yet to deliver meaningful results, albeit that these sectors of our business are not a drain on cash or profit. We continue to persevere with these businesses and experiment with different marketing campaigns and CRM techniques to ensure that we get the maximum amount out of a new revenue stream opportunity. The disappointing results in Bingo have had a significant impact on our performance, which was recognised earlier on in the year. The company completed a full strategic review on the business stream and has restructured the team, replicating the infrastructure adopted in both our poker and casino business units. This has been a significant exercise, but the new team are now settling down, and we have seen some evidence of green shoot growth over the recent weeks. It's still too early to be definitive in this progress, but we are confident of seeing improvements in the future. Overall, we believe we have the right products to attract and retain our existing customers and to recruit new. Our team is fully motivated, and we acknowledge that without them, we could not have achieved what we have done. They are a great, dedicated and committed team. We believe we have the best workforce in the online gaming sector, and will they deliver what we ask of them? A great team supporting a great company with great opportunities. I would now like to pass you over to Aviad, who will give you some details behind the numbers.
Thank you, Brian. If you look on the highlights, I'm not going to read through the numbers, but I'm just going to give you my take on it. In general, we've increased revenue, we've increased profitability according to each measure you can look at. We've kept our margins despite increased gaming duties and marketing spend. We remain highly cash generative. We've increased EPS by 37%, and actually our dividend yield, depending on which share price point you look at, is anywhere between 3.5% to 4%, which is very impressive indeed. On the P&L, what you can see is that we've actually kept OPEX and administrative expenses under control, but we've increased expenses where they actually drive the business forward, namely in R&D and in marketing. As for the marketing ratio, it has increased from 33% to 36%, mainly due to our growing activities in regulated markets. And I think this is probably where it's going to be going forward. I don't think we're going to go back to the 33% of yesteryears. There's an important number here that some of you have already asked me about, which is the finance income of $6 million. Well, this is purely a result of operational hedging. Prior to the beginning of each year, we enter into forward contracts to hedge our entire exposure in shekels, euros, and sterlings against the dollar. The shekel has appreciated considerably over the year, and therefore our cost denominated in dollars has increased. Therefore, we have recovered on our hedging transactions. Just to make it absolutely clear, we don't take any speculative positions in the FX markets. We only do this for operational reasons. If you look at the taxation line, there isn't a significant difference to H1 last year, and we do not expect this to change in any material manner. Moving forward to the revenue slide, you can see that we have generated 7% CAGR since H1 2009. $200 million of revenue in one half is the highest in 888's history. We do need to mention that there has been some FX headwind during the first half, mainly due to the weakening of the sterling, somewhat compensated by somewhat appreciation of the euro, but the net effect we estimate is at a very modest $2 million. So without these impacts, we would have reported around $202 million. In terms of geographical segmentation, revenue in the UK grew 3%, mainly dragged down by bingo. If you strip out the bingo, we grew in the UK 13%. In continental Europe, excluding the UK, we grew 13%. In the Americas, 14%. And the rest of the world, relatively slow, modest decline of 3%. The UK now represents 41% of our business, down from 43% last year. Basically switched position with continental Europe. And more than 50% of our revenue is now generated from regulated markets. If you look at the casino and poker core B2C revenue growth in H1 this year compared to last year, you can see that in the UK, it's 12% in casino and poker growth and 16% in continental Europe. So the take is our core business is still demonstrating very strong growth across the board. On the next slide, you can see the revenue B2C by product. Just to recap, the casino and the poker each grew 13%. The bingo, as Brian mentioned, disappointingly declined 18% in percentage terms. However, let's not forget, you have to look into this in context. Bingo is only 11% of our entire group revenue, and the decline represents $5 million. So whilst we're unhappy about it in the grand scheme of things, this is actually insignificant. On the next slide, you can see our B2C casino and poker FTDs, first-time depositors. And what you can see is that we've increased our casino recruitment by 15% compared to the same period last year, and the poker by 7%. And this is a result of our increase in marketing spend that you've seen from the P&L. On the next slide, the revenue B2C. If you look at each half, from $110 million in 2010 to $177, this represents 8% CAGR, or if you like, 61% over 3 years. This is spectacular growth, which we're very proud of. If you look at the casino B2C, this represents 59% over 3 years, from $59 million in H1 2010 to $94 million in the first half of this year. This is driven by a very strong casino and assisted by the introduction of slots in Italy, which pretty much doubled our casino business in Italy. And if you look at the poker, we are now fourth in the global rankings. We've overtaken some of our fiercest competitors. Spain continued to show very strong growth in our poker. And overall, we demonstrated 135% growth from $20 million in H1 2010 to the $47 million in H1 this year. The B2B remains pretty much flat. All work is behind the scenes to enable the US B2B business next year. On slide 20, we look at the EBITDA, both in terms of absolute terms, an increase from 36 million to 39 million, 7% increase, whilst keeping the margins at 19.3%. On the next slide is an attempt to show you what would have been our EBITDA if not the gaming duties. This half, our EBITDA would have been, instead of 39, $46 million compared to 36 and $42 million a year before. And actually, if you calculate the margins, which are kept at 19.3% in absolute terms, if you strip out the gaming duties, the margins would have expanded from 22.5% last year to 23% this year. cash from operations, we've converted 99% of our clean EBITDA into cash from operations compared to 95% last year. We remain highly cash generative, and obviously we have no debt. In slide 22, you can see the marketing cost in absolute terms and in ratio terms. We have continued to drive our business further. We have increased the marketing spend from $62 million last year to $72 million. And I remind you that we only do this on profitable marketing campaigns where the spend is not profitable, we just stop it. And the ratio increased from 33% to 36%. This is probably the shape of things to come as more and more of our business is in regulated markets. The next slide, just a brief review of the cost structure. As I mentioned earlier, we have increased cost where it drives the business forward, namely in R&D and marketing, and we've pretty much kept under control the admin and the OPEX with a slight increase in gaming duty over the period. If you look at the customer incentives on the B2C casino, we have slightly increased the incentives that customers received from 23 to 25%. But nevertheless, at the same time, we drove casino revenue up by 13%, which is a very good trade-off as far as we are concerned. Remember, the revenue that you see is after we net off the bonuses, so you actually don't see them at all. And on the poker side, we've actually trimmed down the bonuses that we give from 23% to 18%. And again, whilst being able to increase revenue by 13% year on year. On the balance sheet, again, no debt. There's no significant change in amounts or current liabilities. Clean, ungeared balance sheet. The last slide on my part is the cash flow statement. As I mentioned, we've generated 38.3 cash from operations. What did we do with it? We paid a dividend of nearly $23 million. We increased the cash balances by $8 million, and we finished the period by $89 million of overall cash. Over to you, Itai.
Thank you, Aviad. Sorry, 2013 marks another year of growth for 888. But just as important is a transformational year for us in several aspects. In continuance to Brian Aviad presentations, I will review the drivers and enablers of our success, including our strategy and game plan for the remainder of the year and beyond. It's been another year of multiple deliveries in all verticals and on several platforms. Let's review some of these deliverables. As you can see, we've kept ourselves busy during the past 6 months. On the product side, we've continued to bolster our content offering by integrating new gaming platforms such as NetEnt and third-party games, while continuing to developing our in-house game studio. We've also further leveraged our gaming ecosystem and became the first operator to launch Real Money Casino over Facebook in the UK. In poker, we maintain our player lifetime value growth. We aim to carry our marketing and network philosophy into new markets, such as the US, while leveraging our state-of-the-art platform. In sport, we marked the launch of a brand new proposition through our partnership with Kambi. The relaunch of 888 Sport was smooth, and we aim to push and grow our sport offering as we did with our other products, integrating into a robust back-office system. We've put special focus on our bingo business, both B2C and B2B. We further expand our instant game portfolio with NetEnt and Williams, while streamlining our B2C operation to meet the challenges of a competitive bingo landscape in the UK. We expect to see the result of these efforts over the next few months and into 2014. We never lost sight of our cutting-edge back office and marketing toolbox, and this year is no exception. While developing and adjusting our system to regulated markets such as the US, Spain, and Italy, we've continued to add new features and functionalities, especially around automation, business intelligence, and data mining. We did this while setting up three new data centers in the US under the regulatory requirements of the different states. And everything we do, we also do for mobile. We've developed, we've deployed upgraded casino, poker, and sport apps, and a new bingo over iOS and Android, all integrated into our core platform and developed with regulatory requirements in mind. This is another milestone in our mobile evolution. I'll cover this complex effort separately, but we're already seeing fruits of this labor. On the business end, we've won the Delaware Lottery bid with our partner Scientific Games, becoming the first non-US provider to win such a contract. We are already amidst the project deployment phase and aim to launch this proposition during Q4, pending the appropriate regulatory approval. Our Nevada deployment with CIE for WSOP brand is imminent. With the platform clearing final NGC approval, we plan to launch 888 following that launch. In New Jersey, we've submitted our application per the DGE timelines and are progressing toward the deployment of our casino and poker, also during Q4. Our arrangement with CIE will allow us to operate our 888 brand in the state while also providing CIE with our poker and casino products under our existing B2B agreement with them. The poker market has been a challenging environment in the past years for both operators and providers, showing steady decline in most parameters. I'm happy to say that our product and marketing strategies have continued to pay off during this period as we were able to hold our ground and grow the business in both market share and revenues. In the process, we've climbed to the number four position in the PokerScout rating. Another interesting view of our poker, which I've shared with you in the past, and as you can see, these trends are sustainable going forward. We will continue to meticulously monitor our network ecology while coming up with new ways offering our innovative poker to recreational players. Mobile has been the key growth driver all across our industry. Unlike most operators in our space, we own our core technology, and when we embarked on our mobile roadmap some 18 months ago, we set the goal of revamping our entire proposition and making mobile an integral part of our channels into the market rather than a short-term marketing solution. This wasn't just about developing game or apps, but also creating these proficiencies in our various verticals in the organization. Halfway through this year, I'm proud to say this was a remarkable success. We now have a complete mobile proposition developed into a multidimensional way, and just as important, have complementing marketing capability and organizational support to take it into the target markets via many channels. As you can see here, we are already seeing exponential growth in revenues and depositors, and we expect this trend to continue as we further enhance our gaming content proposition and mobile-facing back-office features. We're also striving for a continuous improvement in our marketing cost efficiency, like all other channels. Italy and Spain have marked the transition from a deployment and penetration into these regulated markets to a steadier state mode of operation, where we apply our know-how and methodologies to maintain our market share while maximizing the return on our investment. Despite partial product offering in each country, we are ahead of our business plan and expectation, leveraging a significant market share in both regulations. In Italy, we've steadily grown our market share, as you can see from this overall casino market trend breakdown, positioning ourselves as a second-tier operator behind the government-licensed local operators such as Lottomatica and Sisal. Italy growth has been driven by a very small operator who account for a third of the market but have sub 1% each. We've managed to outperform most operators in terms of growth rate while optimizing our marketing spend and share of voice. We consistently apply our ROI RTC best practices here. Now that we have established a meaningful foothold, we aim to maintain the steady growth and profitability in challenging regulatory conditions. In Spain, we were able to sustain our GGR trend, still much higher than pre-regulation, by expanding and differentiating our proposition there. Like our live casino product, we were able to position ourselves as the casino poker market leader. We aim to preserve this by adding products as they become available in the future, such as slots and sport, and diversifying and strengthening our current proposition with new channels and features. We spent a lot of time discussing the US market and our efforts venturing into what is arguably the biggest online market in the world. We are in final stages of deploying numerous brands in three different states, almost simultaneously. A tremendously complicated project our teams are delivering. We've done this, including setting up three new data centers in the US while delivering everything I've outlined until now. New products, mobile regulations, etc. The most important thing that we were able to keep all plates spinning, continue to grow our core business while executing our strategic forward-looking game plan with excellence. This is a remarkable testimony to our teams and organization, and we will work very hard to preserve this approach and trends through 2013 and beyond. The following illustration demonstrates how wide and complicated our gaming proposition will be a year from now. If you look at this slide here behind me, you'll see that this is our current poker network today. You see the .com, which is the bigger circle there, and our Spanish poker network, which operates in Spain. This is what the US, or this is how the US will look like when we go forward. You see there some networks under AAPN, some under CIE, and another one in Delaware. The two, naturally, the two AAPNs are for Nevada and New Jersey, as well as for the CIE. And you can see the different brands that will operate over the different networks and the license provider for those networks. In Delaware, needless to say that this is an exclusive relationship with the lottery, so that would be the entire Delaware proposition. And I believe that when we go into our markets, starting Nevada, that will come soon, you know, this will bring into effect and into power all of our philosophy about data mining and the way that we operate, all the capabilities that we have in the platform, which we, I think we showed until today, that are very effective, and that will allow us to compete very effectively against the rest of the market, and be that whoever that may be. If I look at the next slide, that's actually the difference between today and, I would say, the end of this year or in a few months from now. You see the complexity about running networks. There are relationships between the different networks. Some of them will happen interstate and some will happen intrastate. It all depends on the regulatory approval that we will get, but it will actually allow us to join forces between the different networks that we operate, that are powered up by our platform, and that will actually allow us to gain more momentum and more force into us and into our partners' poker networks. The past years have all been about delivering on our strategy. We are amidst this transformational effort on regulatory and platform while sustaining our core business growth trend and maximizing feat, an amazing feat in my opinion. We are already looking into 2014 with UK POC looming at the end of it, making sure we enter it with both momentum and cost efficiency. While our products and commercial achievements today gives us pole position in several areas, we are not losing sight of what brought us here, so we are able to enjoy the full upside in the years to come. Regulation is a marathon, and we've been training hard. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed to my two colleagues. I would just like to finish off the presentation by, again, setting the scene. We've had a very, very pressurized first half of the year. We've delivered an excellent set of results. We've actually worked our strategy through quite carefully in the US, where we believe we have very limited exposure to either cash or profit drain in the future because our business in the US is predominantly a B2B business. We have a very strong mobile offering that is going to drive our business forward. And it is certain amount of that substitutional. There are more people operating on tablets and smartphones today than there were a year ago. Even the laptop is disappearing in place of things like the tablet. So that is a very, very strong and important part for us. Together, we believe that we are well positioned for the future. We have every confidence that our full year results will meet consensus, and yet we have investments to make to seize on the opportunities in the future. But more importantly than that, we have just a wonderful team, a team of people which genuinely make 888 what it is today.